Nellie Bly, one of America's first female reporters, revolutionized journalism by tackling important social issues and refusing to conform to traditional stereotypes. Born Elizabeth Cochran in 1864 at Cochran's Mill in Armstrong County, 40 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, Nellie began writing at an early age. She took her pen name from a popular Stephen Foster minstrel song. By age 20, the Pittsburgh Dispatch hired Bly as a staff writer after she submitted an anonymous letter to the editor in response to a sexist column titled, "What Girls Are Good For." She immediately tackled social issues for the Dispatch, writing about women in the workforce, reform of divorce laws, and dangerous factory conditions. Nellie quit her job when the editors assigned her to more typical female stories of the day, fashion, gardening, and culture. She moved to New York and got an undercover assignment investigating brutality at a women's asylum. Posing as a mentally disturbed street person, Bly spent 10 days as a patient in the crowded facility, chronicling neglect and abuse of the female patients. Her sensational expose earned her a national reputation. In 1889, Nellie became a role model for independent women everywhere when she traveled around the world in 72 days, a new world record. On the heels of her historic journey, Bly gained worldwide fame as the focus of songs, board games, and even trading cards. Later, she went on to become the first female war correspondent during World War I. In 2002, the U.S. Postal Service honored Nellie Bly with a special postage stamp. Daring and innovative, Nellie Bly blazed new trails for women and girls around the world.